It's Shea 45 in the morning. Elliot Wilson. I think we still got Wale on the line. Wale.
Yes, sir. What's good?
Thanks for holding on, my brother. So I just want to know, 2011 coming up. You know, there are a lot of rumors out there about your situation. You know, who you signed to, who's managing you. Can you just set the record straight as much as you can as of right now? What's going on in the career of Wale?
I'm currently managed by the good people at Roc Nation.
Yes, they're very nice people.
The Jay Browns, the John Manillis, the Rich Climbins, and so forth.
Yes, but not signed to that label. You're just managed by Roc Nation.
The only rapper that I know of that is signed to Roc Nation is Jermaine Cole and Jay Electronica.
Got you.
But the way the system is like, you know, when it was time to decide where I wanted to sign, I was like, do you want to be managed by the same people that are signed to?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
On that Def Jam Rush artist management, old school.
That's a lot right there. You know what I'm saying? And it's a different type of ball game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I like the way everything is right now, man. The energy is great, man. And you know.
So are you still with it? Are you still with Interscope right now?
Yeah, right now I am.
Okay, but there may be a change. It might be a change.
You know, there's a good trade. I'm on the trading blocks. You know what I'm saying?
Does a what?
Good, man. I'm on the trading block, so to speak.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people have been talking, man, about, you know, taking me out of there and doing something different. And, you know, we just working right now. Myself and Rich, we just trying to find the best situation to put the next project out and touch the people the way we want to touch them. You know what I'm saying? We want to make an impact. More of an impact.
I've seen some tweets, man, going back and forth. It's like, oh, okay, I saw certain artists that you might be, you know, I saw something that maybe might be a move.
What you see?
I saw the boss. I just noticed a lot of the Ricky Rose tweets, a lot of the Wale in the studio, a lot of time in Miami. You know, I just thought, okay, well, at least
Ross, a good friend of mine, man. He's almost like a big brother. You know what I'm saying? Like he gives great advice. We spend a lot of time in the studio writing ideas now, coming up with some songs or whatever. Ashes, I'm going to be on there all crazy. December 24th, I believe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it should be a good look, man. Just be on the lookout for what me and Rose got coming up. And Wiz as well. I've been working a lot with Wiz. And I've been working with a lot of people, man. I'm supposed to be doing some stuff with Khaled.
Okay.
You know? Me and Jermaine got another record coming out. So everything is going great.
You got a concept for the new album yet? A concept for the new album?
Yeah, but I'll probably have to tell you off the air because it's going to be like, we got to do everything in time. You know what I'm saying? If I give out the album title now, it's like, all right, when is this coming out? You know what I'm saying? We know it's coming out summertime right now.
Okay. Well, yo, man, I appreciate you taking the time reaching out, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate your support. Man. You know, we got a special relationship, man.
Even what I bought the beach smoke with the stogie in the morning in Montego Bay, man. You always be in my time, brother.
Okay, no doubt, man. I appreciate you calling again. Thanks, Wale.
I appreciate you, Doc.
Okay. Shea 45.